Jeopardize our prosecution because we're moving on people and we're going to get Mr. Stan, Mr. Strawn, delivered it to Mr. LaRue, and it was not done for that. My motive was not to provide funds for the defendants. My motive was to move these funds back where they belong. But I have to agree that I fully recognize that LaRue's motive in accepting the money was, as I had been told at least, a need for funds for the defendants, to provide legal fees and to provide support for their families, which I acted at all times at the instigation of and through John Dean. In other words, I didn't do any of this. John Dean came to me and said, we need this, and I knew I wanted to get rid of the money, and I said, this is the way to do it, and so on. And I must say that John Dean, the president's counsel, through whom I was working and who was my only contact in this matter, at no time advised me that I was involved in doing anything that was illegal or improper. And I would assume, and would act on the assumption in dealing that way, I wouldn't.
I don't want to get in the position of
hanging someone else. Well, but he's going to appoint himself at that point.
The question is whether he can then get on other things, you know what I mean? I don't want him. He's in possession of knowledge about things that happened before the day.
Okay.
I told him that was the
Len makes a security. Len makes a rather interesting case, which is that you've got to look at this in terms of the president and the presidency.
Right.
Which is what we all say.
Right.
Is what we all say.
Right.
Does
he know what I've already done?
No, I don't know.
Peterson and all the rest.
I don't know. That's Ehrlichman and Ziegler feel you shouldn't see him, and Ron should just assure him that you have all these facts and you are moving, and that what he wants done is in the process of being done.
Why don't you call him in and talk to
him? I don't think I should, but John.
No.
I don't.
I see your point, because he's asking for you to be fired.
Now, he's suggesting a route. He makes the case that it's a better route for me in a long haul, and it's a better route for the presidency.
But you'd be the first one to go out.
Yeah. And I go out and I resign. And I resign and tell my story.
Right.
Publicly.
Right.
Not to the press. I mean, not to the jury.
That's right.
I do it publicly.
Right.
In some fashion. And I tell the whole story. All the details. And I say, I am absolutely clear in my own mind that I have done nothing legally or morally wrong, but that will be up to the grand jury to determine. Then his argument is that I am in a position that he thinks that I can bring something like that off. Mm-hmm. He feels that Ehrlichman should not try to do it because he doesn't think he can bring it off. And he thinks, therefore, you got to cover up and try to hold Ehrlichman in. If you get the problem, then you just got to let it go. But at that point, you're pretty
right. Are you sure? Yeah. You just don't know what the situation is on Ehrlichman, not what there is.
No. And there are more potentials there than there are on mine. Mine, I think we have all of them. I think we know all of them. And
Ehrlichman's here is one. There may be more potentials, I think, because I think Dean is more on, frankly, getting Ehrlichman screwing more than anybody else. I have that feeling.
If Colson gets hung up anywhere, he'll go
crazy
on Ehrlichman and not on me. He can't anyway. I didn't work with him on any of that stuff. John did.
But this would be, Bob, this would be before I said anything.
I don't think so. I don't know. This, Ron just raised, just this last minute, he wasn't even going to raise it, and then he said, well, he might as well know how Len's been to that.
What the hell information has Len got that I don't know?
No.
I mean, he's basing this on that you should do this or that the other thing.
He doesn't have anything. You don't.
Just go.
All he has, he doesn't. He says, I. There is no question of the legal thing. And he said, I think it's
parents.
Quite likely that Bob can get through the whole legal thing. But then, look at it down the road. We've got to go through all these trials and everything. They're going to get back into it again there.
Sure.
They're going to get into the money and where the money went. If we haven't told them ahead of time, they're going to drag it out,
right,
drop by drop. And it's a weak appearing case in terms of, you know, what did I think I was giving the money back to them for? Where did the money go? Now, I there's no question about that. I knew where the money was going to go, some of it. I don't think all of it did, but I knew where some of it was going to go. And but
you guys didn't
see.
I
got
a
price. And you have
meeting with Rogers at 4 o'clock. I just like his recommendation on a piece of paper before that. I don't see that. How's that sound to you?
Okay.
Let me say, I think I mean,
some kind of dramatic move. And Henry feels that, but Henry feels you should go on television. I don't know if he still wears
the 9 o'clock. He
used to, yeah. Which is his solution to any problem. And
do you believe I should do the 9 o'clock news?
Sure. On this?
Yeah. No. I don't think
we're all steeped in this, but look at the newspaper. Where's the Watergate?